Today I'm at the Johnson County Fair. I've been showing goats this morning. Now I'm showing sheep. And I've got with me the winner of the 2019 KMMO Brownfield Network Youth and Ag Award, Tyler Livengood. Tyler, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm humbled.
We talked about the criteria for this event, citizenship, helping out in the community, showing leadership skills. Like we said, you meet all the criteria there. Congratulations on this award.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that I interviewed you at Crest Ridge High School a couple of years ago when you were president of the Crest Ridge FFA. Talk a little bit about your FFA career, and I guess you were in 4-H as well.
Yeah, I was in 4-H ever since I was 8. I started out in 4-H. I've showed. As soon as I became a freshman, I really got into FFA. I shot trap. I was a secretary my sophomore year, the vice president my junior, and the president my senior year. I was very active. FFA is a great program to be a part of. Creates a lot of leadership skills, a lot of social skills that help a lot later in life, and they've already helped me, and I'm only 2 years out of high school, so they're very big.
Absolutely. They do help grow your leadership and your communication skills.
I have a lot of friends in a lot of different states now, from state convention, national convention. I'll actually be getting my American degree next fall. I got my state degree last year. And I have a lot of friends I'm still in touch with, just from seeing them maybe once or twice a year. Yeah, it's a great way to get around and see people and that you'll know for a long time. Yeah, and also with that being said, you know, a lot of job interviews, a lot of people like to see that FFA, you know, that's a big deal. And any club you can get into like that in high school will help you out greatly down the road. All the colleges have liked that I was a leader, that I'm getting my American degree. All colleges have liked that. And that's a big deal in job interviews. Bosses and CEOs really like to see that.
Absolutely. That American degree definitely on your resume. It looks really good. The FFA and 4-H being involved in them. Before, I have been in working retail and in hiring position, and I know that that's one of the first things we look for, is somebody with skills like that.
Yeah, what I always liked so much about it is whenever I was growing up thinking about, you know, I thought you just had to be a farm kid to be in FFA, and if you didn't grow up on a farm, you know, you weren't going to be in it. But the amount of people that I saw there that, you know, maybe lived, you know, in the city or whatever, but they still loved it, and it's so broad. There's so many different SAEs, which an SAE is a supervised agriculture experience, the programs we do when you're a FFA kid. The different programs, I mean, anyone from anywhere can be in it. If your high school has it, I don't see any reason why not to try it.
What you said hit the nail on the head for me. I in school many years ago, and at that time, my dad had a little small farm, but you know, he raised a few head of cattle and a few hogs, but we didn't have row crops or anything. And back then, if you didn't, there wasn't that much to interest you. But now, like you said, the city kids can get into computer skills, and they have just all kinds of electronics and all kinds of different things that you don't have to live on farm for sure.
I greatly agree with you there. I mean, a lot of the big names in the like the national officers, a lot of them didn't come from much, but they're so passionate about FFA from their years in high school that they become, and they go on and they do greater things. And that just goes to show you don't have to come from a farm to be an FFA. I mean, you don't have to come from all that. You know, that's just a precedent that was set a long time ago, where if you're not in it, that's what you think. But once you kind of get in FFA a little bit and look at it, it's a lot bigger than what people think.
We're very fortunate in Missouri now to have Chris Chin, our ag director, has farmed, you know, big-time farming, as well as our Governor Parson is very actively involved. Our lieutenant governor is involved. And we've got, now they're going to be moving some of the USDA. Sonny Perdue has plans on moving that from Washington to Kansas City. So definitely an improvement there. And it shows that the number one in Missouri is agriculture. And it shows that they are definitely supporting that. So looks good. And you guys, you're our future. And to have young people like your caliber, it's very, very promising.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add to folks? I know that you've had a great career in 4-H and FFA, and now I'm sure you, once you graduate college, look forward to big things from you, man.
Well, I'd just like to, you know, thank my family that's helped me get me here. You know, I can't do it by myself, no matter how much I might want to. But, yeah, I plan to keep influencing the ag industry. You know, we're a little bit under the radar, and when you look in the big picture of the country, and we're a little misconstrued about, you know, what we do and why we do things, and, you know, we just need to be heard. You know, everybody in the ag industry needs to have a voice, and we need to be heard and maybe change some of those depictions of what we are and what we do.
Very good. Like I said, we definitely are in good hands with young people like you, and look forward to seeing you again and visiting with you again.
Thank you.